like Zillow app now and all that.
I mean, I like it because, like, it's just like reselling. It's like I only get paid once I put in the work. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
And I think the commission, I mean, it's pretty decent, I think.
It's very good, yeah.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. This is episode 6 with Dylan, a.k.a. Flip Flip. On this episode, we talk a lot about reselling. You know how you can put an extra couple hundred in your bank or in your pocket if you like. Oh, we also touched a little bit on real estate, but this is mostly like on resale, like as an entrepreneur, how you can make a few quick bucks on the side. And if you happen to like any of these, you can always hit him up. His Instagram is FlipFlip, and he also has a group with more than 300 members where we basically share information, help each other out. You know, we have some people where they tell us like when things are about to drop, you know, all those cool things. And if you have any questions, just hit him up. His Instagram is FlipFlip, FlipFlip. Very simple. So if you guys like this episode, comment, you know, share. Let me know what you guys think. I want to, you know, I'm trying to improve every day. So, yeah, comment below, share it, give me 5 stars, and enjoy the episode.
Hey, guys, welcome back to the Early Bird Podcast. Today, I have my man, Dylan, a.k.a. Flip Flip. How are you doing, man?
Good, man. What's going on?
You know, just quick question before we started. I was looking at your post. What was that big package? The 152, I think, right?
Which one was it?
Like the heavy one, the really heavy one.
Oh, on my Instagram stories.
Yeah,
it was a what is it called? Those Vespas. So on the back of like those motorized scooters, like the little carrying like case. It has like the brake lights on it and stuff like that.
Right.
But yeah, the guy at the thrift store, he was, and this is like one of my things I do whenever I see them bringing out like fresh stuff from the back. Right. I'm always like right there. Like I know a lot of them who work there, and I'll ask about it. Be like, hey, can I look at that? Cause I mean, that's just fresh meat coming out.
Right. Smart.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, that thing sold for $350 plus shipping.
Okay. Wow.
And I was, yeah, flips like that, man, just are blow your mind. Yes.
And then when people look at it, be like, what?
Yeah. Well, it's funny, too. Like, you can always tell a good flip because as you're in line, like, going to the register, right, like, all the old ladies and stuff will be like, oh, my gosh, like, where did you find that?
Yeah, you're right. They ask me sometimes, do you want it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's sometimes, cool. I mean, well, the bad part is sometimes they're like, do you want it? And like, you're like, not at all. I'm good.
Yeah. All right, man. So I just want to kind of, you know, get into your head a little. So what kind of made you start this? Like, what were you during, you know, like middle school, high school? Like, what was your head at during then?
I was always big into sports, and I still am. I always had that like competitive kind of sports mind, and I went through some stuff as a kid to where I couldn't, you know, end up playing sports.
Right.
So I just started. Man, I did all sorts of things. I did web design. I did like social media marketing for businesses, and it wasn't doing it for me. And then I went on YouTube and found out about reselling, and I like doing something different every day. So that kind of filled that kind of thing for me, just going out and finding something different every single day, and just making money, and like, I don't know, just fell in love with it.
Okay. So you kind of started with YouTube, you researched it, and then you just basically jumped all in?
I don't even know if I researched it. I think I was just on YouTube, and you know how on the suggested in the bottom right, sometimes you'll see like video. I don't know what I was looking at. I think just because I was looking at like business stuff, it kind of came up in the like the related. And I saw this guy. I actually did a podcast with him, eBay Kirk.
Wow. Okay.
And he was out like doing it. And I went to my first thrift store, and it was horrible. I found like Burger King toys that were like Star Wars, and they weren't worth anything. And yeah, man, from there I was like, shit, is this gonna work? And then I tried it again, and I think I found a prosthetic leg.
Did you sell it?
Yeah. It went to like a Mexican army like charity group, which was hilarious, but it was cool.
Yeah. You'd be surprised what people buy online.
Oh, dude. I mean, Cheetos shaped like, you know, Donald Trump and you know, just the craziest stuff. Like, I never know what I'll find. I really don't. Like,
that's what I like about it, too, is like, you never know.
Right.
So what's the craziest thing like you ever, you know, have flipped or you thought this is ridiculous, but it, like, you know, sold?
The leg is definitely up there.
Right.
I've only been doing this for 2 years, but I've done thousands of orders.
Okay.
I've found a cricket, like a wooden cricket bat, from okay.
Not baseball, but like the sport cricket.
Yeah. It was like a vintage one though, from like Afghanistan, I think.
Wow.
And that was pretty cool. I love finding like vintage sports stuff, like the old Jordan jerseys.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And then let me think. The craziest. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'd have to go through my Instagram for a minute and like
it's fine. I mean, the leg is pretty crazy to me already.
What about you? Anything?
Crazy? Not really, but yeah, nothing too crazy.
I was about to say with our businesses, it's mainly just, you know, hype stuff like sneakers, right, Supreme, but every once in a while at the thrift store, and like I'm not gonna sell any, you know, drugs or anything, but right. If I find some,
there's no taxes on it.
The what? Yeah. Let us stop. But the craziest thing is, the second time I took my buddy thrifting, we found this like this basket of like metal like chains and like collars and stuff.
Okay.
And I went to look and there was like a name on it. It was like Betsy or something. And like right away I was like, this is disgusting. Cause I think it was like those like the harnesses and crap.
Like the freak, like, well,
yes, yeah.
Okay. Oh, God. Oh, man, that's pretty wild.
But yeah, I didn't buy those. But sure. Other than that, man, we pretty much just go for like the in demand, just good stuff. So,
right. So one thing I had trouble with when I first started was like, I would look at items that I think would sell instead of actually like researching that. Did you have trouble with that in the beginning?
Say that again.
I said when in the beginning, like when I started a couple months ago, mm-hmm. I always look for the items that I thought would sell instead of actually, the, you know, like checking eBay, all that other stuff.
Oh, yeah. That
Did
was
you have a problem with that
when you yeah, first started? I've noticed like the cool part about this reseller team is like I've been through it all, you know, like I've seen where at every stage everybody's been at. And what happens in the beginning is you kind of gravitate towards the things you know. So like for me it was sneakers because I just love sneakers. So I would find like the, if you go through my Instagram, like the very beginning was just sneakers and sports stuff. Okay. But then as it kind of you start to like realize like it's not just what you like, because that's, I mean, it's just what we do as people, like we gravitate towards things we like. But to make the business, you know, is successful, and the more money you want to make, you start to expand throughout that whole store. And the way that starts is you go to each category, and then say you go to toys and you find that big flip, then now toys are always on your mind and you're looking, you know, it's
right. Like, yeah. You add up, you build up.
The money kind of inspires it because you're like, oh, I don't know toys, but I can make, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So I want you to remember that, like when you're going to these stores, especially when you're new, just you can catch yourself kind of just going towards the things that you're good at, and you want to keep those things and you want to keep building upon those things. But you definitely also want to branch out. So
right. So. You never, you know, want to put, I guess, like all your eggs in one basket with that kind of work, that kind
of. Yeah. And you don't have to like pots and pans, but you can sell them. You know, you can. you know, keep the sports stuff that you like, but flip those pots and pans because it's easy money and somebody else likes them. So
right. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to change my mind. Like, whatever sells, I literally just buy.
Where do you live? What state?
Maryland.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What city?
Rockville, like Bethesda area.
Okay. What stores do you guys have there?
Goodwills, Salvation Army, you know, the...
Oh, yeah. That's all I got. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a place called The Thrift Store?
I think someone said that in the chat. I searched it. I think it was like an hour away.
Pretty far. But yeah. I
check it out though.
They're good. They're really good. They have trucks that go all up and down the East Coast. So, and that's where, if you see, I found a lot of my like my vintage cameras.
Okay.
A lot of like really, really meaty stuff I get there. So
what is it called? Can you spell it again?
The Thrift Store.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. Whenever I type it in, it's like, it just brings up a bunch of thrift stores. And I'm like, right. No, I mean the thrift store.
Right, yeah. So you said earlier that you've been doing this for 2 years. So, I mean, would you say that's a long time?
I think it's getting to that point where... It's not a long time, but you do feel like you're really in the groove, you know? It's like if you played sports, you got the rookie season and then the sophomore to where you're like, okay, I got to start making some stuff happen. Right. The first year, man, it's like it's all just bonus points because you're learning. It's exciting because you make so much money your first year because you're just brand new to it. You make an extra, like my first year, man, part-time, I made an extra, I think, $30,000 on my, like, my full-time job. And that right there was like,
wow,
like, what the fuck? Like, excuse my language, but
no,
it's game-changing for your, like, family and stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, the first year, you kind of have those, like, that new thing, you're like, you don't know exactly what you're doing. You're just going out and picking up a bunch of items. And so the first year is really important because you're just learning and just kind of stepping in shit.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it's like a stepping stone.
But for you, like how many active items do you have right now?
I think eBay, I have a couple hundred. I'm trying to hit, I think I almost hit that 2K mark. So I'm getting up there.
2K sales?
Yeah.
Like 30 day? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Especially for, you said like, what, under 200 items probably?
Probably around there, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's pretty much where I started, like around 3 to 5,000.
Right. And
then have you hit like a quarter four yet, like the holidays?
No. This is going to be my first year.
Okay. Yes. Like, so what you want to do right now is like during the summer, just stock up, like get as much like winter jackets for like low, low prices,
smart.
Toys, like Christmassy items, things that like make sure, you know, it's like in the team where we go for these items that people really want. You still want to, you know, have that in your thrift game. You don't want to just buy stuff that, you know, doesn't sell.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you'll quarter four, the first one, you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't even think. I knew even Amazon makes like I think most of its sales during quarter four.
Oh, it's you'll start to hear like it's kind of a reseller thing. Like get ready for Q4 because I mean, and especially as like every year, just e-commerce gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
So. Make sure you're just don't worry about sales too much right now. Right. It's important, but it's not like the craziest thing in the world.
Right.
No.
Yeah. Are you like familiar with the 2008 crash, 2007, like the real estate market?
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm interested in it too.
Yeah.
I have. I'm starting to save just a lot of like liquid for it. I just bought a house, but.
Congrats on that. And you also got married. Congrats on that, too.
Yeah, man. Yeah, a lot. A lot. I'm just glad it's over now.
But, yeah.
But yeah, what are you just, like, doing, like, more, like, learning on it right now? Like, the real estate?
I know what I need to do. I just basically have to put in the action, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Are you?
I've learned enough to know to start doing something.
You're trying to be a like a realtor?
No, no, wholesaler. Have you heard what a wholesaler is?
No.
It's funny. We're basically flipping houses.
Okay, so do you get like the loans out and then just kind of flip it? I guess
no. We flip it without using any of our money or what you call it, any of our cash or credit.
Huh.
Yeah. So let me explain it for you. Like, basically, it's you're the middleman. You connect the buyer with the seller. So the first step is trying to find a motivated seller, someone that wants their house. Like, please, you know, I need a couple money. Just, you know, whatever I can get, I want to sell it. Like those kind of buyer sellers.
Right.
Then you put them under contract. It's called an assignment contract. You're basically just like.
Do they know like what house they want already, or they just know they want a house?
Like the person that's looking for the house?
Yeah.
So you research that basically. Like you try to like pre-foreclosure, absentee owners, people like that own houses but don't live in them. And like probate where, you know, let's say a family member passes away. And then the family or the house goes into like probate and it's inherited into the family.
Okay.
Yeah. So that kind of stuff. So you sell, and then once, let's say you put the house under contract for 50K, then you find a buyer, someone who usually buys his houses with their cash and fix it. And then they sell it for more. You would sell that contract to them. So they have ownership of the house with an assignment fee is what you would make. So let's say you put it for 50. And then you sell that contract for 60 or 70. So you make the 10 or 20K assignment in the middle.
Yeah, that's cool. So you're just connecting the buyer and the seller, basically.
That's it, bro. That's it.
Okay.
That's why I like this flip game too. You're basically doing the same thing.
Oh, you can do it. Yeah, yeah. Every market has a flip. It's just you got to bring value, you know. So how would you? Like, what are your main platforms to find, like, buyers and sellers?
That's a good question.
Like locally, you're thinking, or more like social?
I guess both. Like, I try to use the, like, counties and, like, states. They have, like, lists, I guess, that you can buy online. But I just look for the free ones. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a – the funny thing is this is my cheat code. There's, like, apps or website that – you can use, but you got to pay, but they usually give you like a 2-week free trial. So in those 2 weeks, I would just stay all night, just like copying and pasting all the addresses. Mm-hmm. And then once the 2 week ends, I just like cancel my membership. So then all I have is the, the addresses. And then what we call skip tracing, you use websites like True People Search or Fast People Search. You can even try on your own address. You'd be surprised. You type in the address or the name, and then it gives you like a list of numbers, and hopefully one of them is correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good to just do it for like people selling like kind of like rundown homes, and then people buying them cheaper. Because I feel like, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, we're looking. Yeah, the best thing for us is like the bad looking houses. The house that you look at be like, is anyone even living in here? You know those kind of houses.
To flip it, yeah.
Basically, that's it, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I would probably look for, like, I got a buddy who does that. He'll buy homes and renovate them. So I would try to see if there's, I don't know, maybe there's, like, local communities of those people where they hang out, like, they have an app or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. I love it. Because the one thing that I learned from the 2008 crash, most of the people, they were scared and they were like trying to sell their house.
I'm interested to see like what houses will go down to.
Yeah. Are you also?
How old are you?
I'm 20.
20. Okay. Yeah. See, I wasn't really in this whole game back when that crash happened. So
right.
I don't know what I look at Zillow's like price history and stuff.
Yeah.
And I see that homes were, they were cheap.
Right, bro.
And I wish that would happen again.
Bro, that's what I was trying to... I just talked to my friends a couple of days ago. It's going to happen because the market throughout history, it's always been like a wave, you know what I mean? It goes up and then it goes down. It goes right. up and it goes down. But it always goes back up, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It definitely does. I just wonder if it's going to be real estate or like, but I guess when the economy recesses, it's everything. It's not just
right.
Yeah. Like stocks, and so it's literally everything. So they're saying it's supposed to happen soon. So yeah, I keep telling everybody, just freaking save all that capital, man. Like,
yeah, bro. That's what I'm trying to tell all my friends. Like, let's save our capital, and then once the houses are like really cheap, we can buy them.
Yeah. Because I would buy the more expensive kind of just dropped. I wouldn't. Or I don't know. I mean, I can fix up a house, but I don't know if I would go more for the houses that are just really nice, but because of everybody getting scared, they're just selling, you know?
Yeah. That's human emotion, you know? Usually when you get scared and you see other people doing something, you tend to do that.
Right, right. I mean, it happens with stocks, like when Facebook dropped during the Congress hearing or whatever.
Right.
I bought a bunch of Facebook stock, and that's been... You know, it's been climbing back up because it's just a small thing. But, you know, everybody's still going to use Facebook.
Exactly.
It's just how it is. And they own Instagram, too. So they're not going anywhere.
They're good. They're good.
Yeah.
Are you into stocks like that?
I'm not, like, into, like, trading all the time. But I do look out for stuff like that, like the Facebook thing.
Yeah.
Like I definitely stay woke as far as like Apple. Like Apple, I think is a good buy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Tesla, I would even say is a good buy. You know, stuff that, and especially when with social media, when stuff hits the news, like when Zion broke out of those Nikes, I think the stock dropped, and I was like, come on now, like that's ridiculous.
That was funny.
Yeah, like, people are still gonna, they have the best athletes, like, in the world. Like, they're still gonna use Nike, you know?
That just tells you, like, the majority of humans, they just, like, they're followers, basically, right?
Yeah, I'm interested in the type of person who sells stock after that. Like, right. It just kind of blows my mind a little bit.
Yeah.
It's like, he broke out of the shoes, let me sell all my Nike stock.
That's the news, bro. They just like over magnify everything.
But it's good for business. So
yeah, if you know what you're doing,
if you don't think like that, you know, you're right. Good.
You know, like Warren Buffett, right?
I've heard of him. Yeah,
he's known for long-term investments. He says his motto is like, how long do you hold it? He says, as long as I can. Like, he doesn't have a set date. Yeah, so basically, most people that made the most money, like in real estate, what I've been learning is the people after the crash, they said, you know what? This is the perfect time to buy. They just bought as much as they could. Mm-hmm. And then once the economy went up, it just, you know, they made
Even people like Gary Vee and like all them online, they're talking about like it's coming. But
yeah, it's coming.
And what I love about Gary Vee is like he gives exactly what he's going to do and exactly like what he does.
Yeah.
Like a way. It's really cool because I've learned so much from him, like so much. Like a lot of all of my business stuff has been, you know, assisted by Gary Vaynerchuk. So he's a really good guy if you just need like logical advice or like how to, you know, because he literally like tells you what he does, not like any BS. So
yeah, exactly. I even liked him more because March 22nd to 24th, I went to this like real estate event in Dallas, Texas, and he was one of the keynote speakers there. And one of the guys came up, we had like a question section because he said he likes questions because it's better for people. That's how people usually learn more, by asking questions instead of him talking for them most of the time.
Right.
So we started with the question, and then one guy, he was talking about, hey, I follow you. You changed my life. I live in a room with like 10 other roommates, like, you know, you said, you know, living, you know, like broke, whatever, you know, like what he's talking about to save money.
You said like, say
like
that again.
You know how he talks about just like living a very like not lavish, but like the opposite. I don't know the word for it. Like,
oh, you're talking about who says that? Warren?
No. Gary said,
Yeah. That's what I did, man. I lived before I got this house. like my whole plan was to live out of a studio apartment.
Right. That's
like,
what he
just eat shit. Like
right, that's it. That's what that's his main thing. Eat shit.
Like my whole, I should post some pictures. I probably will, like on Instagram. I love like motivating people that I think it helps because people helps, can, yeah. You know. But yeah, like my studio, I had racks on my like my whole closet was just like shit. I would get like bugs in there because just like, you know, thrift store shit. So I'd always have to like clean those out. And yeah, man, shit, it just wasn't pretty, but it's what you can't be fancy that early. And like, I would say even for you right now, if you're just building up your capital, that's the best thing you can do, man. Just build that like cold, hard cash, and not buy like, you know, sneakers for yourself. Just flip them. Don't buy Supreme for yourself. Just flip them.
Right.
All that thrift store money and stuff like that. Just, you know, just keep multiplying it. And then once you have that good amount of capital, you can make some big moves, especially this time, like what you're about to say is about to happen.
Right.
Just getting ready for that.
Right. Yeah. That's what I've been planning on. But so in these, you know, this past 2 years, I just want to know like some of the struggles, because that's how I learned. Like, I want to know how people overcame it. So it was like, what is that one big obstacle or couple big obstacles that you had to, you know, go through when you first started or even now?
The biggest obstacles I had when I first started was probably just there's a stage when you're saving all your money and like you're not really certain of, you know, what this is going to look like in the end.
Right.
And, you know, me, the reason I started the Flip Flip Reseller Team is like I didn't really know a lot of people who were into like flipping stuff. They all were into like music and like producing and like rap and that kind of business, you know, and that just something for me wasn't practical enough. So just staying above water and like thinking for yourself, that's why Gary Vaynerchuk helped me a lot. Like you just kind of plug him in and he just kind of gives you all that stuff that, cause he's been there and he's the type of people that you want to be around. So if you don't have those, you need to keep that mindset because what you think is what happens and what you do is also what happens. So you want to make sure that you stay just going down that road and not get, you know, shortcutted because little things like just credit card debt, student loans, buying sneakers for yourself, all that stuff just sets you back.
Yeah.
It really does.
It adds up.
Yeah. So I would just tell you, just make sure you just, if you have to write in a journal, if you have to plug in, you know, Gary V, if you have to plug in, you know, anybody who inspires you and you want to be like or be around, just keep those people plugged in and have them because you'll feed off of it. Promise.
Right. So one thing is like when people usually go thrifting that I've noticed is that does it affect you what like, you know, other people think or like, you know, if they see you a lot? Because that's what I've been wondering. Because, like, when I first started, I just, that goes through my head, like, what did they think? But I've been trying to, you know, like Gary Vee says, don't worry about what people say or think about you. Just keep
doing it. Yeah, I've had a few experiences at thrift stores where it's not that people are, like, mean or anything. But, I mean, everybody, you know, jealousy comes with, you know, all sorts of stuff like that. So there's been a few times where if they see me finding a lot of good stuff and they're not, they get that kind of stank look. And,
right.
but with that, I just try to, you got to just understand that it may, you know, it's just how people are. Sometimes they see somebody, you know, working hard and a part of them is like, oh man, fuck that dude. But deep down, I think they respect it. It's just kind of, it's like a sport. It's like, if you're losing, you're going to be like, damn, fuck that person. But, I like to just I remember I saw like an Olympics back when Michael Phelps was like swimming and he was like breath stroking like towards the line and the guy next to him who was like a little bit behind him was looking over at him and he was like I think like 2 feet in front of him but just like face forward and I was like dang like that's what it's all about like Michael Phelps is not worrying about anything around him. He's just
doesn't care.
Moving forward, and you can see that little distance. I mean, it makes sense. If you're worrying about other people, it's just doesn't make sense. So
that's a good point.
Yeah,
a lot of times, like, it's crazy what the mind can do. Like, if you're worried about other people, you don't even notice how much it has an effect on you.
Oh yeah,
it's crazy.
And like, everybody's just we're all the same in a sense, but right. We're all in just different, you know, environments and different, you know, everything's just different. But we're all the same. We all have the same opportunity. Like, doesn't matter what you do, where you're from, but the people who keep their heads forward and positive, like, they seem to make it. So you just want to follow that structure.
Right. Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
So, what was I going to ask you? So this is your second year. Are you plan? What, like, what's your future goal? Like, I want to know, like, what are you planning on doing in the next, you know, couple of years?
Right now, man, it's heavy. Like, I want to have my reseller team is like my main, like, it's transformed into, I have a lot of projects on that I want to bring to the community.
Right.
But as far as like my business, I want it to run a little bit more like a warehouse, like Amazon FBA style, just right. All like orders just shooting out from there and not have to like ship as much. And even if I could like hire people, like if I teach them to go out to these thrift stores and like find what I find and just pay them like percentages, right. I would just more stuff like that. So I can be more on my laptop and like different areas and like meeting people right. And like communicating with you guys. That's really, I mean, the money now, it's like, I'm just comfortable. And like I said, I ate shit for a while to get what, you know, I wanted a house. I wanted a good wedding. I wanted a good honeymoon and, you know, eventually kids. But other than that, like, I don't need this huge millions of dollars. It's just not, you know.
Right. Like Gary Vee says, he says that someone with a, what do you call it, 80,000 could be happy, while someone with a million is going
to
be like,
yeah. Honestly, I wouldn't know what to do with $1 million. Like, I would buy a nice car.
Right.
But I think most of it I would start putting into business, to be honest. Like,
right.
I would invest it. I would open up like cool, like a coffee shop. Like, I wouldn't just buy a bunch of jewelry here, you know?
Yeah.
So,
speaking of sports, I think there's a statistics that says that, like, most athletes, they usually, I don't know what the percentage is, they go, like, bankrupt after their season or, like, their playing time is over because they're not used to, like, money not, you know, like, how they're used to getting money every month or whatever, like, every year. Like, once that stops, they don't know what to do because they never invested. They just usually just buy whatever they want.
Right. Yeah. And I think there's a few that do pretty well with that.
Yeah. There's
I think a lot of those guys, I think, and Gary Vaynerchuk, he actually opened up a, I think like a, what is it? Like a sport agency.
Right.
So just those guys, they just need a little bit of advice because
they're very young. That's
they're thing. Young. Yeah.
Look at Zion.
Yeah, he's about to, oh my gosh, he's about to make so much money.
Yo, when I checked his age, I was like, yo, I'm old.
Oh yeah, he's like,
he's 18. Like 18. He's only 18.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
So, but yeah, man.
Speaking of sports, what was your favorite, like, to play? Or like you?
Baseball.
Baseball?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think of, I'm not a baseball guy, but I know the one, I should know this because he's from my state or like Washington area, the Nationals. Mm-hmm. The guy that, you know, got that big contract.
Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did he get the biggest one or something with that?
He just signed with the Phillies. So he's about to be, you know, crazy.
Damn.
And I think his deal was like, man, it was like 400, 500 million.
Whoa.
Yeah,
on top of what you already got before, yo.
Yeah, he's like baseball's Michael Jordan money type. Right.
God.
But baseball's weird. Like they make, I mean, they've always made just historically just great money.
Right.
So
that's why, like, I think if I have kids, I would make them play like these three sports that are very like injury. What is it? Injury immune, or at least?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Baseball. That's why I played. You know, I was a left-handed pitcher, so that was like the most secure job ever. Because you. I mean, you get hurt,
right?
But it's not like you're out there crazy. Getting concussions and
right.
all sorts of stuff. So
yeah, that's why I would make my kids play these three sports. Baseball, one of them, golf or tennis. I know they would not get hurt.
Oh yeah, golf too. I mean, if you're winning,
yeah. Look at Tiger Woods. He just came back. You saw the news.
Oh yeah, yeah. I what's funny about that is I just found some like Tiger Woods, golf cleats.
Whoa, you know that's about to blow up.
And like the whole tournament, I was just like, "Come on, Tiger." It was crazy. I'm surprised. I'm actually really surprised he won. So
I haven't watched it, but apparently I'm hearing good things. Like, congrats. He went through a lot. I don't know what he went through, but I'm like, congrats.
Yeah.
Right.
He won the Masters. So
that's like, I'm guessing, the championships of golf.
Yeah. Yep. Right.
That's cool.
But I yeah, man, I'm gonna go do this this Reezy thing. But yeah, send me the stuff, and I'm gonna put it on my podcast too.
Okay, man. It was nice talking to you, man. You sound like a very smart dude. I've learned a lot, and I appreciate this, man.
Oh, thanks, brother. And yeah, I'll see you in the team. And if you need anything, just let me know.
All right, man.
All right, bro. Yep. Peace.